Blog Talk Radio.
Jumpman. I just hit the blood, I took out by the country. Pull up in my Lambo, drop the top on something. You ain't gotta ask no soldier, getting money. Jumpman. Pull up in that Lambo, drop the top on something. You ain't gotta ask it, no, I'm getting money. I just hit the blood, I took out by the country. Blitzing, no, I'm flexing. Pull up in that Lambo when I'm swerving, ripping. Hop up by the Rari, jump up in the belly. They told you, you the trapper of the switcher. Pull up to the club, you know I'm tripping.
Yo. Yeah. What's going on, boy? Big Hitter, where you at?
Right here.
All right. Going on, man? Oh,
what?
Yeah. Where your boy at? What is his name? Six Ho or something like that? Where he at?
I don't give a care where he at. He better not say nothing to me. He better not.
Hey, Warren. I never been so weak in my life when I saw that joke, bro.
Bro, you don't understand. Though. I was driving, and I just started laughing, bro.
Gonna call my grandpa. What kind of name is the rat? What kind of Instagram name is that? Talking about some six hole underscore T. Man, get the heck out of my face with that bull crap. You want to talk about my grandpa race car name?
Little bro, you funny. Funny, bro.
Hey,
funny.
Hey, one.
You.
Why don't you go ahead and just drive the rat, man?
Hey, I may as well looking behind the wheel of that bitch.
Go ahead. Hey, Big Hitter, let him
drive. Need somebody to drive it.
Go ahead and let him drive it, man.
We need somebody to drive it. The car got two kids, and my grandpa scared to turn on the second kid.
What'd it run?
Yeah,
it's a mess.
About an 850 and a quarter mile.
850?
I give you. I'm going to tell you this right now. If Warren get behind the wheel, I give you the break. Come on. I bet money on that right now. If y'all let Warren drive that car, I give y'all the break.
Put in what car?
Little Chucky. Come on. The small boy.
Little Chucky,
I give y'all the break.
No.
Come on, man.
But you want to work out then, bro?
I take the back tire in the clear.
Ooh.
That's too much. If you say it run at 850, you just gave up your turn right here.
Yeah. I give you the back tire. I can't give you nothing else. I'll give you the back tire. That's it. I can give you the 1-1. I can't give you the 1-1.
You give me the back tire and that's it.
That's it.
What? The little Chucky car?
Yeah. Small one.
Well, give me the back tire and break in the clear with Big Chucky.
Y'all should give me the break. Y'all should give me the break. I'm not thinking about this.
Where that boy is talking about some 6-4-T? Where he at?
Hey, I'm
talking about he at work.
What'd you say, Warren?
Texting right now, see if he at work or what. So I know he do be working in the.
Lisa, hold on. I'm going to talk so real quick.
You want to talk to him real quick?
I'll talk, so let me call you back.
All right, call back.
Call back. You got 10 minutes before you call back.
Who, me?
Yeah, you hanging up, ain't you?
No, I was talking to my girl.
Oh, whoa, now, oh, my. Shit, he talked to his girl, oh, my.
That's what I'm saying, bro, like.
Whoa.
The girl.
Whoa.
his girl. What she look like?
Go look on Instagram.
No, I don't want to get your girl Instagram. I ain't going to get your girl Instagram. I might take it. I'm just playing.
No. Woo.
I'm just playing.
All I'm just saying is you just gave up your time with the car run. So he know what to give you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You real dumb for doing it.
I asked you.
Yeah, I gave you that time. I gave you that time. That's not even... I gave you that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's plenty more other times we didn't put down, but I gave you that specific one. That could have been a good pass. That could have been a dumb pass.
I see where you're coming from, but still, I'm still going to kill you. It don't matter what.
All right, I tell you what. I'm going to talk to my grandpa. I'm going to get him to get one in the chair. Get the car tuned up. By the last latest night, I want to see who's going to win.
Oh, the last latest night.
The last latest night.
The car might be sold by then. Who knows?
Hey, man, who knows? Race might be over by then.
Yeah, you never know.
Now, I didn't see that Beretta down the track when y'all didn't have it.
You ain't seen that brother. That brother went from around here.
And look, they got one down there just like it.
They ain't from here. The brother ain't from here. When you seen that car, we got that car when I was 6.
From where?
That car came from New Jersey, bro.
Why don't y'all just run Running Bear?
Running Bear ain't going to run us. We already tried.
Why he not?
When you think we will try him first with the small buck before the big buck, he said he want to run the big buck. We already tried it.
Hmm.
He said it was too fast for him.
Y'all ain't too fast for him. He said, I came through because somebody might run
him
out.
We gave him that back five. Good Lord, what else did he want?
You should have gave him the clear. All I had to do was give him the clear.
Now we need that.
I'm gonna give Running Man a break.
No, see that's where you're wrong. You don't give nobody a break that's that fast.
Running Man.
Yeah, you don't get nobody to break that fast. And we ran on motor. Come on. See, the thing is, if we gave him a break, we had to run on nitrous. That's the thing.
You give him a break with nitrous.
We gotta get him. If we were getting him a break, we had to run on nitrous. That's just the hard way. He was like, no.
I wouldn't too.
Exactly, because that's a bad sucker coming through there. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, you haven't seen a full pass yet on that nitrous, boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Have y'all ever been to Colonial Beach?
Huh?
Y'all ever been to Colonial Beach?
We cut the car off at 3:30 every time we run to Colonial Beach. We wonder why they give our time out. I mean, it's a no-time car, but yeah, really, like, people can count.
So did y'all put your shoes when you went through?
We went through. Yeah.
Did you put your shoes?
We went through. We pulled our shoes out. But you don't know if we ran on motor or nitrogen. That's the thing. See, that's what you just don't know.
You ain't got to hurt your brother have the bottle on.
I tell you what. Why don't y'all? I don't see what's the big deal. Why? Y'all got a fast car running. The fastest car has been in the track on a Friday night. But y'all don't want to run J.C. Ritten.
J.C. Ritten on
that. How you going to
call out J.C. Ritten? Yeah. Jacob Ritten is slow.
Yes,
oh, my
that car is slow.
That car is slow. Warren, I told you what time
slow.
He ran that night when he ran running dog. Brian, I told
exactly.
you what time he ran.
Yes.
I told you what time he ran.
Bro, it's slow.
He ain't that fast.
Then he ran running dog.
Yeah, when he ran running dog, I knew what he ran.
But I got to say this. That, and Ron, you remember this race that night that he ran, that him and Wesley Green had that garage race?
Yep, I remember. I was down there.
J.C. Richardson was on his tail. He was coming back on Wesley.
I mean, that's when the Mustang first started running, bro. You wait till, if he ran that car now, he would get smoked.
Yeah.
Now, what?
Yes, if he ran that Mustang now, the way we got it set up now, he would get smoked.
But see, wait about this 29, and them 29 not holding it. He's trying to nail it off the line with the nitrous.
You can't.
You gotta nail it off the line.
See, I'm gonna tell you how nitrous works. Nitrous works how it wants to work. Like I'm telling you, nitrous, it basically it's in the fuel. It holds the fuel up. That's what it does. It freezes the fuel. That's what it does. That's why it's cold. That's why it come out cold.
Yeah.
That's what it do. It make the motor cold. See? That's why you see all that nitrous coming out the intake going straight into the motor. What you think it's doing? Making the engine cold, right?
Yeah. Freezing that bitch right on up.
Yeah. This is what people don't think. When you leave in the line and you having a big 500 shot coming in just like that, you can blow it up regardless.
Yeah, you see how
they both got 250 in it. That's what I'm thinking about. If you have two bottles that got 250 shot in each, one should come out when you leave the line. When you leave the line, that first shot that comes. When you hit the 330, that second bottle shouldn't come on just yet. You know, that's why you got.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while for the second kit to come in.
Yeah, so you really need a second kit. In the eighth mile. That's what I'm saying. That's why you need to move that first stage out a little bit, not right when you leave the line. When you hit the 330, that first stage should be coming in. That's why I wanted that. I don't want it coming straight out of the line.
What I'm saying, the way Ravy got his car set up, he got the 29, and he's trying to use nitrous at the line and nail it off the line. You can't do that because them small tires spinning.
But I'm going to tell you this. They're making traction.
That's why you
say
you
got
a nitrous.
More 29 cars are sticking more than big time.
Exactly.
But I'm
right.
saying that's what you did good that night. You nail it off the line. Then when you get about midway, that's when you turn the nitrous on and come back.
But sometimes when you raise somebody with a mean 60 foot, you got to have that first stage come on when you leave. Like, that's just me.
Yeah, as soon as you leave, you want that.
Soon as you leave,
right,
that first stage should be coming in. When you hit that 330, that second stage should be coming in. That's how you win the meet.
Well, when I get older and I have a car like Ron, I'm not gonna race nobody at Denver because that track not cheating right.
Hey, time you start driving, then would it be gone?
You think so?
when Thornburg gets built, that's where everybody gonna be at.
Oh, well, yeah. And it's 8 miles. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Never be where.
That track going to be young. That's supposed to be open in June. That's what I heard.
It's in Fredericksburg.
But like I'm saying, Colonial Beach, it's not a good track, though.
What is?
It's a Colonial Beach. That track is in somebody's backyard.
Like I said, I like Colonial Beach because I've been going there since I was little. That's why I really like.
I like Colonial Beach too. That's the first drag track I ever went to.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's just, when you think about it, Colonial Beach is up for sale right now. Colonial Beach is up for sale for $1.3 million right now. Nobody is not going to buy that track because it needs so much work to it.
Exactly.
What do you think they did Richmond?
Yeah. Richmond, if they get that track right, that'd be a good track to go.
Exactly. That'll be, but they don't have no stopping distance either at the end.
They don't.
Let me tell you what Richmond needs. Richmond, they need to pave it where everybody parks the trailers at. They need to pave
no.
it.
No.
You
ain't
why
worried
do you
about
want to park in gravel? Why do you have those slicks on gravel?
I ain't worried about no daggone how the track look. I want the track to look right when you race there. I ain't worried about the outside. Long as you
when I get my car, I just want the joint to go. I don't need all that noise. I need it to go.
Hey,
I'm
going to
show you a little checky.
You know, Cecil County used to have a bump in the track, right?
Yeah. See, Colonial Beach got the same bump right there.
Yeah, because, you know, Chuck Noss, a couple years ago, he wrecked his joint from that.
Who?
Chuck Noss, when he had the silver come out.
Hmm.
And this came through the corner and hit the bump and went through the air.
Yeah, they
don't stop to walk.
Well, let me look. Whatever happened to Reno Johnson with the white Malibu?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Who?
Reno Johnson with the white Malibu. Very red.
Oh, he's still here. I saw him post on a DMV grudge racing day. You see that on Facebook more?
Oh yeah, he stay on Facebook.
Yeah, today or yesterday, one of them did. I saw he said he coming out
with
somebody.
Today.
I saw him right up with Haven beat the mess out of him though.
Who?
Whatever his name is, I saw right up with Haven on YouTube when he beat him.
Ryan got with a strong comeback. If anybody saw that grudge racing,
I'm going to tell you this. We are coming after him this year. Oh, boy. If the small block, our small block, run like it should, we're going after Ryan. I'm going to tell you that right now. No, radical behavior. He got a small block with two carburetors on it.
Oh, yeah, no.
So it's running, though.
Yeah, Running Dog, that is a big block. That ain't no small block. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Why do you think it's a big block?
You can tell it's a big block. Ain't no small block.
If it's a big block, it's a big kitty block.
It's a big block. But it's set up like
you think
a
so?
It's a big block, but it's like made like a small block. I know it's a big block. You can admit. A 4-year-old can guess that.
This is what I want to know. Why Richard Bird think he can call out everybody but lose every daggone God race he go to?
Who? I'm going to tell you who tried
Ricky
to come
Bird.
After us, too, though. Who?
Wicked Bird.
He ain't nothing.
He what?
I'm going to tell you right now. He ain't nothing.
Don't get caught up in that. Let me get off this talk, so look, go to YouTube and look up Wicked Bird. You remember Fuji with the '69 Camaro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Fuji.
Chicken Wicked Bird ran at Capital Raceway, and Wicked Bird sat at the light. It looked like he just took a nap.
I'm telling you, it's so many problems with that car. The motor he got in his car, we got the same motor. I'm going to tell you that. That's all I got to say.
What is going on with him?
He got more nitrous than us. He got the same motor. It's going to be a good race if we go after him. I'm going to tell you that for sure. I'm going to tell you this too. Thunder and Goat. That's another one. Thunder and Goat. Mm-hmm. Thunder and Goat.
What about me to with the right Monte Carlo?
Thunder and Goat, man. Oh, boy. This man. When we went to Conyo Beach, when was it? About 3 months ago. We were both there, and he called us out, basically.
You got to take the run?
But then he got scared to run up.
Man, he wet. All of them wet,
guys. Yes. And he's on all he. I can't say. I can't put that man business out like that. But I'm just saying he basically got scared of Chucky. That's all I gotta say. He got a bigger motor,
look,
more nitrous. We got this small block. But basically, it's a small big block. That's all there. Small big block with one stage of nitrous, and he's scared of.
Let me tell y'all this.
Come on.
Everybody saying Tony Vann is the grudge racer of the year. Everybody is saying Tony Bang got the fastest race car. But every single road race that Tony Bang got, I want the back tire. I want the brake. I want the clear. He's taking that because he knows.
Not Tony Bang's cars, bro. They're not Tony Bang's cars. The only car that Tony Bang really his car was a chopper car. That's the only car. That's his car. The other cars ain't his car. He tore it up. And the thing is, when we were supposed to run Thunder and Goat, we were supposed to run Tony Bang's the same night. Tony Bond made a shakedown and couldn't get his nitrous to work, then he left.
y'all remember that time that he ran running man with that right Nova?
Yeah, the Dillinger Nova.
Yeah. He did that long burnout, and I can't believe it. Running bad took him out.
I'm gonna tell you that. That day gonna know if it sounds good as all the world. You can't lie. That's
yes, he did. She had that long burn out. They gonna be he wanna move to Georgia. I said, what the hell?
I was at that track that day when he ran that. That's when we lost them daggone Bellboys that day. I was sitting there looking at that burn. I said, "Crit, day no more." That's like a went almost past a 3:30, dog.
He blew that bitch down. He blew them tires down.
Like it was nothing. On a small.
Y'all know Boogie Tower.
Huh?
Y'all know Boogie Tower is the black Camaro.
That slow piece of shit too.
Yep. That's another one.
he used to be top dog.
Yeah, he was at one point.
But that car fell off, bro. That car fell off. Just like Michael Martin. That car fell off.
Michael Martin fell off 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You said Michael Martin fell off.
He did. 2-3 years ago, he fell off. I don't know what happened to his car. He might as well buy another motor.
At Ashley?
Hmm?
It's snowing.
Michael Martin.
I ain't even
going to
get my car out of food tomorrow.
If I get him a break, would you take that?
I would drive the shit.
I think we might as well run heads up, though. I think.
True.
Just for the show, you know?
This is
me and Warren talking right now.
But you know Warren really wants y'all to cut up?
Who?
Mockingberry cannot drive that Pontiac to save his life.
Who?
Mockingberry. Huh? Huh?
What car is that?
That's my thing, fool.
What does car look like, Warren?
Look,
I got
my cousin with Paul Pan on the phone. He said Monty Barry and his cousin.
Oh, come on. Well, who
called it
like?
His old cousin said
Monty
Barry.
Monty Barry, whatever he's talking about. I don't know who he's talking about.
Monty
Barry. Who?
He ran running dog that night.
Oh, you talking about that car got all the colors on it. He ain't going to run out.
Nico, look, my friend said he lost. Terrible.
He got a big motor. I saw in the video. He got a big motor in that car. Great. They don't want to put up. That dude, they ran Brian Epps that night up at Labor Day. At Labor Day Shakedown, whatever that thing was called.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, all them colors on it.
That shit ugly. I'm sorry.
That man weak, bro.
That's just ugly. Niggas think that this shit looks good.
I can't go. People
that they race. I just came with small tire racing. Yeah, you
right about
that. 10.5s and goddamn
2.5s. Yeah, that's going to take over. I'm telling you, that's going to take over for the past. For the next 2 years, that's going to be taking over.
Yeah, 29 is taking over, bro.
Yeah, it basically is.
What's going to be taking over?
29 Outlaw 10.5, both of them classes, bro. And
no, them X275 cars are going to take over. That's what's going to take over.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think 10.5, 29s, and grudge racing.
Yeah, see, 29's already took an over. 29's and 29's.
Yeah, they already took over.
I'm about to get over now.
Shoot. I'm ready for some racing, though, man. I'm ready.
I can't wait till April 1st.
I can't wait till Lil Chucky. Been driving Lil Chucky, boy. I can't wait for that.
But honestly,
oh, snap, I got a picture of Chucky.
Send it to me. I think racing starts in March. Virginia Motorsports starts testing in March.
Yeah, they start testing.
Which one?
Corner Beach too.
VMP.
Huh, Nico?
Who you
talking to? Zay Minor.
Zay Minor. Zay Chucky Minor. That's what it is. Dude.
You know who do had a bad ride, though?
Who that?
Henry P. with that Orange Nova.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I put that video up on that.
Oh,
I put that video
Morning, I watched that, John, too.
Who, you know who really owned that car?
Who?
The person that cut my hair owned that car, man.
For real?
Yeah. He talk a lot of trash to me, too. He keeps saying he going to knock us out, but...
I'm on the phone.
Flea drive that joint, bro. Well, he drove it the night he beat JC.
I don't think Flea can really drive that joint. I don't know. I haven't ever seen that like that.
I'm about to get on that joint now, Nico.
He like putting a lot of dig on nitrous on something. Like that.
Yeah.
You seen that golden Nova? It's a gold Nova. It got
is
two
bands
on it. That's his car, too. Flea drive that car, too.
We drive everything, bro.
We drive everything. He like to put a lot of nitrous on stuff.
Just like when he drove Teal Green, bro. He drove that car with nitrous. Instead of nitrous.
Teal Green. That was a bad tune. Good God.
But I know who you can't say nothing about.
Who?
The Snow Boys.
The Snow Boys.
Oh, the Snow, Bobby Snow, bro.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's a bad car.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
I'm just waiting for March, man.
Yes, bro. You and me both, bro.
Got the new car coming out. Oh, boy.
I can't wait for that one.
Oh, yeah. Back
in. Get that on her.
Huh, Nico?
All right,
I'm about to do that, too.
What'd you say?
I'm playing a drag racing game with my friend.
Oh, hold on, I'm trying to talk to one. What'd you say, one?
I said we keep that on hush, hush.
Yeah, it's hush, hush. It's a hush. All I got to say, back half, small block, nitrous. That's all I got to say. My job here is done.
What, little chalky?
Nope.
Oh, no, this is a new ride.
New ride.
Dang, my car headed straight for the wall.
It's a new ride.
Can't say
and
what it
gonna
is.
Be right too.
Just know.
But high,
yeah. He's gonna be right up.
Y'all need to get the game No Limit Drag Racing, yo.
I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about no fake racing right now. I'm worried about real drag.
That's what I'm saying.
Ron, you said Ron trying to get a double decker.
What's up?
You said Ron trying to get a double decker.
Yeah, bro. We were supposed to get one last year up in Cincinnati, but we ain't never go. So, then we're going to try to find one this year when we go to Michigan.
Yo,
Y'all Green Boys be doing it up, I tell you.
We're trying to do the same thing.
What?
We're trying to get one of them Renegades.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's a good trailer.
They were like, nah, never mind. We might as well just had an RV in the thing, and the RV in the trailer. We'd be all right with that.
Why, hey, Warren.
You.
Why don't Ron just get that RV, that big long RV, that all white RV with the gooseneck hook, with the double decker gooseneck?
I don't know. We got the RV. We just rolling in a regular trailer right now. I think he's trying to find a good one.
What do you need a double decker for?
For that and the golf cart, bro, because the trailer we got now, it barely fits.
Dang.
It barely fits.
I remember when I went with them, it was so tight, the wheelie bottle was tucked up under the golf cart. Well, I guess he has some other stuff in the trailer, too.
Yeah, toolbox and everything else.